On the eve of his famous uncle's public visitation in Orillia, Steve Ayers picked up a guitar and, with his longtime Even Steven partner, Steve McCown, started in on one of Gordon Lightfoot's most famous tunes. Emotion was high at Lake Country Grill when the popular local duo opened their set with Sundown, in a fitting tribute to the music of Lightfoot, who passed away on May 1 at the age of 84. Ayers wiped his eyes at the end of the Lightfoot fan favorite, as McCown patted him on the back in sympathy. Later in the set, the pair played the song, I Used to Be a Country Singer, written by McCown and sung by Lightfoot on his album, A Painter Passing Through. I've been a basket case for the last 5 days, Ayers acknowledged between sets, referring to the days since his uncle died in a Toronto hospital. I'm glad to be out at this gig, doing something. I still think about him, but it's nice to be playing, too. When asked about Lightfoot's visitation and funeral plans in Orillia, Ayers said it was Lightfoot's desire. A visitation is open to the public today, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at St. Paul's Center in downtown Orillia. He planned it all, 10 years ago. He wanted it to be at St. Paul's. He wanted a small funeral for just the close friends and family there, said Ayers. There's talk of doing something larger, later, in Toronto, but this is what he wanted, here in Orillia. And listening to Lightfoot's music was just what people wanted this weekend as well. Christine Brown and Laszlo Toth, along with Christine's sister, Carol Brown, were glad to be able to honor Lightfoot through listening to some of his music. Even Steven is always a great band, Christine said. I feel for him, Ayers. It's such a great loss for everyone. I am planning to go to the visitation for sure. I want to say goodbye, she finished. Even Steven fans Hugh and Ennis Coleman were happy to see the pair back performing again. We are big Even Steven fans, along with our daughter, Jocelyn, said Ennis. Once Steve told her they were playing tonight, we knew we all wanted to be here. The joy and love in the room was palpable as the duo picked up their instruments for the second set. It was apparent Lightfoot's nephew was right where he needed to be, on the eve of his uncle's funeral. There was also a similar feeling of love and admiration for Canada's troubadour at the Orillia Opera House Saturday night, where a sold-out crowd enjoyed Lace Away and the Wayward Wind Band's show, Early Morning Rain, The Legend of Gordon Lightfoot.